What's going on, world? This is Kenny Graham back at y'all again, time and time again. We're back at y'all with another episode of the Success Experience Podcast. Listen, I'm just going to go ahead and jump right to it. So I hope that you guys had a wonderful Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. You had a wonderful New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day. So before I get started into the message and the subject matter, I would like to say Happy New Year's to every single listener. Happy New Year's to every single partner. Happy New Year's to every single sponsor. Happy New Year's to you guys as you all go about, you feel me, supporting us throughout this podcast. So thank you all so much, y'all. I appreciate it, and Happy New Year. So I hope, again, I hope you guys' New Year is going well, right? This is a new year, and I want you guys to experience something new. I don't want y'all to go into 2019 experiencing what you experienced in 2018 and experiencing what you experienced in 2017 and in 2016. Some of you experienced 2018 like some of you experienced 2018 like you did in 2017, right? And what I want you to do when you're going into 2019, as we're in 2019 right now, you feel me, there has to be a totally different change in mindset, and maybe the people that you need to disassociate yourself from and associate with another group of people. It may be a thing where you need to, you feel me, make a lifestyle change. I don't know what it is that you have to do, but what I do want you to do is, I don't want you to look at it as a New Year's resolution. I'm going to say it again. What I want you to do is not look at it as a New Year's resolution. I don't want you to look at it like that, because when you look at it as a New Year's resolution, what happens is, it's like, listen to me, y'all. When you look at it as a New Year's resolution, then what you're saying is you validate yourself to fall off, if that makes sense. So in other words, when it's a New Year's resolution, because I hear people say all the time, like I got this New Year's resolution. I want to do this. I want to eat right. I want to lose weight. I want to go to the gym. I want to save more money. Like, they have all these New Year's resolutions, and then by the time February come, they done. Or by the time February or March comes, like, they done fell off. And so I don't want you to look at it as a New Year's resolution, but I do want you to look at it as something that you're going to do in the long run, right? Don't let this be a thing where you just do in January, because I've been there. I've done it going strong at the beginning of the new year, and then once February hit, I just started falling off. You feel what I'm saying? So within this year, 2019, listen, y'all, it's 2019. So with 2019, I don't want to hear nothing. Like, whatever it is that you say you want to do in your life, I need for you to put forth the effort to make that thing happen. So look, before we go into what I want to go into, right, we got to go ahead and give a shout out to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, right? And I know that this other company we're not particularly partnering with anymore, but I do want to give a shout out to StormTalk 365, because they were the spearhead behind our podcast. They were the spearhead behind, you feel me, starting this thing. I remember when Mrs. Claiborne contacted me. She said, hey, you know, me and my husband were watching your stuff. You feel me, our family been watching your stuff and listening to your videos and stuff like that. And we want to help you, right? Like, we want to give you an opportunity to create your own podcast. And I remember that day. It was back in 2014. I remember. It was about 4 years ago. I remember that day. And I was super excited, and I had no choice but to accept the opportunity. So thank you, Mrs. Claiborne and the StormTalk 365 family. You feel me? Even though we're not partnered in business anymore, we're still a family. So thank you all so much for opening up the door and giving me the opportunity to serve people in this way. So thank you so much. But look, I want to help y'all today, man. Listen, I want to help you, because it's one thing to have a dream, a goal. It's one thing to have what a lot of people call a New Year's resolution. It's one thing to have something in mind, right? But I want to help you to not only start the year strong, but I want to help you to finish the year off strong. Because it's one thing to start, but it's a whole nother thing to finish. Like, you have to be in a totally different mindset to even finish it. Because, listen, well, one thing I do know is that when you start, it's going to be exciting. Like, when you start that new diet, or when you start, you feel me, going to the gym, or when you start saving money, or when you start doing this or doing that, or whatever it is that you're doing, once you start doing it, it's going to be exciting at first. But once you get into the meat of it, once you get to the middle of the year, once you get towards the middle of the year, it's not going to be as exciting. Would you agree? Like, it wouldn't be as exciting. You feel me? So the same excitement that you have, or that you have starting out doing what it is that you said you're going to do, I need you to have the same excitement throughout the entire year. Because I'm telling you, energy is everything. Energy is everything. Attitude is everything. And so if you want people to buy into what you do, if you want people to believe in what it is that you say that you're going to do, if you want people to believe in your vision, that dream that you have, if you want people to believe that when you tell them, hey, I'm going to go to the gym every single day, once a week, like, well, once a week, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym for 2 hours a day. Like, if you want people to be convinced, you have to put yourself in a position to be like for people to be convinced by you. And so how do you do it? You follow through. You follow through. And it's not a thing where you do it during the first month of the year or starting off the new year. What I want you to do is I want you to finish. I want you to finish that thing through. Right. I'll just give you an example of my life. So me and my wife, right, like we were doing this thing. I'm not going to get her here like I know it all, because I'm not. I don't know it all. I'm not perfect. But, you know, me and my wife, we were on this keto thing. You feel me? We were on this keto diet. You feel me? And it was doing as well. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm talking about energy off the frame. I'm talking about, you know, my wife having so much energy throughout the day is crazy. You feel me? Our brain and the way we're thinking now, the mentality that we have, like, it's off the chain. But I'm just going to be honest. Like, once we got to the break, like with Thanksgiving, a little before Thanksgiving, right, and throughout the entire Christmas break, we shut keto down. Literally, like we shut them down. We shut keto down. Like we didn't think about keto. We weren't talking about keto unless my wife brought up the conversation. Like we shut keto down. But at the first of the year, like once we start this thing up, we going back. Right, we going back to it, but not only are we going back to it, and not only are we starting it, but we're going to finish it, because we made a commitment to each other that we're going to do this, right? And for some of you, once you start, for some of you, it's not enough for you to start that dream. It's not enough for you to start that goal. It's not enough for you to start that habit, or it's not enough for you to start that thing that you want to start. For some of you, if you're going to take it further than starting, you need to have some people in your corner who are going to hold you accountable, right? And that's the problem with some of y'all. Some of you, you don't have a whole lot of people or anybody holding you accountable, rather. And so now it's easy for you to slip up doing that after that first month, or it's easy for you to slip up after that first week or after the first 2 days. But if you have somebody holding you accountable, you have somebody telling you, yo, you know, like, hey, yo, you need to get up. Like, you said you're going to be at the gym at this time for 2 hours a day. Like, you need to have people who are on your neck. And the one thing that I do have when it comes to my wife, and when it comes to some of the people that I associate with out here, when it comes to the people I associate with in general, they holding me accountable. Like, they looking at me and they saying, Kenny, you said you was going to do this. I know my wife tells me that a lot, like, a lot. Like, listen, I'm just gonna put this out there. But I do, I've had this gift of singing for a while. Right. And now I know that it's time for me to start building on this gift and working on this gift. And so my wife has been on my neck. I'm talking about on my neck on the it seemed like a daily basis, but I would say probably like a monthly basis. My wife is on my neck about singing, because she knows that I have that gift and that she doesn't want that gift to go away. And neither do I. And so I'm making a effort, even if it's not, you know, me singing in front of people, right? But it's me working on my voice. It's me singing to myself, like working on this gift that God has given me, that I'm discovering that I have. You feel me? But it took for me to be held accountable by my wife. It took for people to literally speak into my life and hold me accountable for me to even get to where I am. And so some of you, you have an end in mind. I get it. Like, you have this thing that you want. Like, you're looking forward to it. But the problem is two things. You have not prepared yourself. Like you're looking into the future prematurely, right? The only people that should really look into the future are the people who are actually preparing for that future. And so, one, some of you who are listening to this podcast episode, you're not preparing yourself for what it is that you're looking at. And then number two, some of you, you might know where you're going. You might be working towards it, But you kind of laxing, or you back and forth. You stopping and starting. But if you want to keep that momentum, if you want to keep building, you need to have some people in your corner who are going to hold you accountable. And that's what I did. And that's what I'm continuing to do with my wife. My wife is constantly holding me accountable. And because my wife is constantly holding me accountable, it's hard for me to slip up. Because I got too much riding on me. I got too many people counting on me. I got too many people depending on me. And primarily the person that's depending on me is my wife. And the other people who are depending on me, my family who's depending on me. And that's my next point. That's my next point. Is that I'm afraid that some of you don't have enough fuel on your own to make whatever it is you want to make become a reality. Some of you don't have enough fuel on your own to pursue that goal and to follow through on that goal. And so here's a special secret for those of you out there. You have this goal and you want to follow through, like you genuinely want to follow through on that goal. Here's a secret for you. I need you to think about every single person that's going to be affected, right? Who's going to be impacted as a result of you following through on that goal. Right. So when it comes to me, like my wife. So every time I get up and work, every time I get up and build, every time I get up and work on my craft, and every time that I'm out there grinding, I'm doing my thing, like I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it because every day when I wake up, I'm looking over at my wife's face and I see this person is depending on me. This person is counting on me. When I think about my mom, who raised 5 children by herself, me being the oldest, none of our fathers were in our life. Like stuff like that, that fuels me, because at the end of the day, man, listen, there are days when I'm tired, yo. There are days where I don't want to follow through on certain things. Like there are days where I get sick and tired of being sick and tired. But when I think about those people who are counting on me, and when I think about those people who trust in me, when I think about my mom, when I think about my siblings, when I think about my little sister who just finished out her first semester at Wright State University, the same university that I went to, when I think about my 3 cousins who are currently at the same university, one of them is getting to graduate really soon. When I think about those people, when I think about the fact that my brother Jeremy, shout out to Jeremy Williams, he about to get married next year. So the way that I do things in my marriage and the example that I set in my marriage is the example that I'm going to give him. And so I'm making sure that I'm loving on my wife on a daily basis. I'm making sure that we're praying on a daily basis. I'm making sure that we're in worship and that we're in devotion on a daily basis. Why? Because I know at the end of the day that when I do what I do, it's not just affecting me. But when I do what I do, it's affecting other people. So number one, what did I say? Number one, you got to prepare yourself. Yup, some of you listening to this episode, this podcast right now, and you have literally not prepared yourself for that dream or that goal. Yup, you have not prepared yourself for it. And the second thing I need for you to do, after you prepare, right? Because for some of you, preparation is not enough. For some of you, preparation is not enough. And for some of you, you have to take it further, right? So outside of preparation first, I need you to hold yourself accountable. I need people to be holding you accountable, right? People who are not going to tell you what you want to hear, but tell you what it is that you need to hear. People who are going to get in your face and tell you exactly what the real deal is. If you have those people in your corner, I need you to use them. Use those people right now. Don't wait until Listen, do not wait. Use those people right now while you're at the beginning of the new year. Use those people now. Use them now. So first, listen, preparation. Secondly, accountability. Number two, I need you to think about every single person who's going to be affected by you achieving that goal and following through on what it is that you say you follow through. The reason why my wife does what she does, and the reason why she's impacting so many. And here's the thing. She's always been impacting people's lives. But I watched my wife go to another level. Why? Because I went to another level. I watched my wife become more confident in her gift, become more confident in her work. Why? Because I became confident. I'm putting forth the effort and I'm putting forth work. And so because I'm putting for work, she putting for work, you feel me? And her work is just growing continuously, right? And I'm not saying I've had everything to do with it, but what I'm saying is she's going to another level because of my example. So listen, prepare. Yep, listen, the new year is here. Yep, the new year is here, and you probably already started. Yep, and you excited, but I need for you to carry that excitement, and I need for you to build off of that excitement, and I need for all of you out there, just like me and my wife are doing, like the excitement can't just be at the beginning. It has to go throughout the entire thing. You feel me? And am I going to say there are going to be days you're going to want to quit and give up? Yup. There are going to be days you're going to be challenged? Absolutely. Are there going to be days you're going to want to cry? Yep, definitely. Yep. Are there going to be days you're going to throw in the towel, you dog going to skip it? Because there were days when I've had to do it. But I remember every day that it's not even about me. It's not just about me, yo. It's about everybody else and those people who are going to be impacted as a result of me doing what I said I'm going to do. It's about me committing to a goal, to a dream, and do whatever I can to make it become a reality. So look, y'all, it's Kenny Graham back at y'all with another episode of the Success Experience Podcast, man. I am super excited. Like, again, I hope y'all had a wonderful Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, man. Let's finish, not just start, but let's finish this year strong in 2019. Every blessing that God has for you, every dream that God has for you, every light thing that God has for you in this year, I want you to be able to experience it. But you got to put yourself in the position to experience it, right? And this is the episode to help you to do so. Listen, I love y'all. I love you. I love you. God bless y'all. Have a great week. This has been another episode of the Success Experience Podcast, and we'll see you guys next time. Let's go.